Scottish Storytelling Centre programme, October to December 2019. Tiny Tales. 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. 40 minutes. £5 per child, 1 to 3 years. Tiny Tales is the perfect introduction to storytelling and the centre for your wee ones. A different storyteller each month will share stories, songs and rhymes, with plenty of space for buggies and roaming around. Tuesday the 8th of October, Beaks, Blethers and Baking with Ron Fairweather. Tuesday, 12th of November, Farmyard Tales with Sheila Kinnonmonth. Tuesday, 10th of December, Snuggle Up Tales for Winter with Tim Porteous. Caffey Voices, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m, £5 or £4.50 SCS. The Centre's monthly storytelling night, with an open floor section for storytellers to tell their own tales, or bring a poem, music or a song to share. All held in the relaxed setting of the Storytelling Court. Thursday, 10th of October, Real Talk with Lily Ash. Thursday, 14th of November, War and Peace with Katty Weitzman. Thursday, 12th of December, Transformation Tales with Sven-Erik Eng. Good Crack Storytelling Session, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. By donation, suggestion, £5 or £4. Edinburgh's long-running storytelling club meets on the last Friday of the month, upstairs in the Waverley Bar, St Mary Street. Friday, 25th of October, Tales for Seven with Michael Williams. Friday, 29th of November, Never Give Up with Donald Nelson. Friday, 27th of December, Out of the Dark, Tales to Lighten the Heart with David Campbell. The World's Room, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. By donation. Suggestion, £5. The World's Room is a home for traditional singing in Edinburgh, organised by the Traditional Music Forum and held in the Waverley Bar, St Mary Street. Friday, 11th of October, with Joe Aitken. Friday, 15th of November, Stanley Robertson Night, with Janice Reval and Iona Fife. Friday, 13th of December, Hamish Henderson Night. Please note, this session will be held in the Cannon's Gate pub. Ball Folk, dance workshops and social. Wednesdays, the 2nd, 16th of October, 6th and 20th of November, and 4th and 18th of December, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. £5, £3, £2.50 SCS. An introduction to the European version of ceilidh dancing, ball folk. The workshops are independent from each other and suitable for complete beginners. Each workshop is followed by an hour of social dancing to recorded and live music, led by Edinball. The Night With, 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. £10, £6, £30 for all four, or £5.50 SCS. Wednesday, 11th of September, The Night With Ensemble Offspring. Wednesday, 9th of October, The Night With Garth Knox. Tuesday, 26th of November, The Night With The Hermes Experiment. Tuesday, 10th of December, The Night With Ensemble 1604. A fantastic salon-style series presenting vibrant classical music in intimate, informal venues. Programmed by composer Matthew Whiteside. Interesting music in informal spaces. Loud Poets. 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. £8, £6, £5.50 SCS. One of the UK's most successful spoken word collectives, Loud Poets, return with their monthly showcase of the UK's top spoken word talent. This is Make Some Noise, Fist Thumping, Pint Drinking, Side Tickling, Heart-Wrenching Poetry. This is poetry for the masses. Throughout, there's a humour, poignancy, and most of all a confidence which serves to inspire, says the Scotsman. Friday, 11th of October, Loud Poets, Those Meddling Kids. Friday, 22nd of November, Loud Poets, Remember, Remember. Friday, 20th of December, Loud Poets, Bah Humbug. Ship to Shore, Shanties and Tales of Tall Ships. Saturday, 28th of September, 7:30 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. £8, £6, £5.50 SCS. A good shanty man was worth six on the rope, so they say. So stand by for plenty of sea shanties and tales from around the world with seafaring storyteller Jan B. Brown and Dutch shanty choir Heeren van de Heege. Jan's stories celebrate the Port of Leith and the brave sailors of Scottish coasts and waters, whilst the choir sing songs from the sea, both in Dutch and English, as well as singing blues, Russian, French, Yiddish and African songs learnt on their travels. Within Sight by Ellen Renton. Thursday the 3rd of October, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. After receiving news she's narrowly missed out on making the Paralympics team, our protagonist goes on a run to clear her head. Reflecting on the relationships between her body, her senses, and her sport, she untangles the ways in which she has internalised the expectations society puts on disabled people. Ellen Renton's new spoken word theatre show is based on her personal experience of living with albinism and addresses both individual frustration and ableism within our society. Supported by Unlimited and Creative Scotland, produced by In the Works. Stories on the Way, This Rich Harvest. Friday, 4th of October, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. £8, £6, £5.50 SCS. An evening of stories celebrating autumn's abundance in tune with the harvest season. Come along and listen to eight wonderful apprentice storytellers weave their tales in the Netherbow Theatre. Exhibition, The Somewhere Else, Saturday the 5th to Thursday the 31st of October. Glasgow-based artist Fiona Watson spent her childhood in Canada, thanks to wandering Scottish parents. Her romanticised memories are of icebergs floating into St John's Harbour and skating on the frozen waters of Ontario, surrounded by wild nature. In this series of etching prints, the artist expresses her overwhelming visual memory of Canada, evoking the silence and minimalist aesthetic of its snowy landscapes. Part of the Scottish International Storytelling Festival. Pushing the Boundaries, Storytelling with Vulnerable Groups. Saturday, 5th of October, 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. £26, £20 forum members. The role of a storyteller often involves working with vulnerable and marginalised groups in the community. In this workshop, Gowrie Raj and Wendy Wolfson discuss how to work with story when called upon to tread transient relationships, and why understanding self-care is necessary in working with vulnerable groups. They will work with traditional tales to illustrate and engage more substantially with these themes. Creative Writing Workshop for Children. Saturday, 12th of October, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. £16, 8 to 15 years. In preparation for Halloween, join author and storyteller Janice Mackay as she guides children in writing spooky stories. How do you create mystery and suspense in stories? How do you create settings that conjure the mood of Halloween? Come along, have fun, and experiment with writing about things that go bump in the night. The Pirate Queen and the Broken Window by Once Upon a Children's Theatre. Saturday, 12th of October, 11 a.m. until 11:50 a.m. £5 per child, 3 to 8 years. Join in an interactive, action-packed adventure with the famous Pirate Queen on her quest to uncover the missing colours of the rainbow that lead to her pot of gold. Should we fail the Pirate Queen's quest, her plank awaits us. John Peel's Shed, circled in the Radio Times. Saturday, 12th of October, 7:30 p.m. to 9:15 p.m. £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. Writer and theatre maker John Osborne returns to the stage with his Edinburgh sellout show, John Peel's Shed, a storytelling show about radio, music, and a box of records that once belonged to Radio 1 DJ, John Peel. The evening will also include another of John's popular Edinburgh shows, Circled in the Radio Times, a story about television, the changing nature of how we watch TV, and a collection of old copies of the Radio Times that used to belong to his granddad. I could have listened for hours. 5 stars, say the Independent. Lovely, simple, perfectly executed. 5 stars, say the Scotsman. Dagbuzz Forest Tales. Tuesday, 15th of October, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. 50 minutes. £8, £6, £24, £5.50 SCS. 6 plus. Wise old Dagba, the great forest guardian, picks up his storytelling staff. Nature is in danger without his protection and constant vigilance, and storytellers Harriet Grindley and Mariah MacDonald take up the task of telling Dagba's forest tales. Aided by their magical Kamishibai Bicycle Theatre, a Japanese visual storytelling box, they delight children and families with a trail of mythical adventures through our precious natural world. Open Well Day, Restalrig Churchyard and St. Triduana's Chapel. Tuesday, 15th of October, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m, free, all ages. Experience one of Edinburgh's community treasures in Restalrig Conservation Village. Learn about the derring-do adventures of the Logans of Restalrig, the Jacobites and St. Triduana. With guided tours, family activities and some gentle therapies at this ancient place of healing. Supported by the Edinburgh Festival's Place Programme and Historic Environment Scotland. Create Our Own Adventures, Pinky's Den. Thursday, 17th of October, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. £5 per child, 4 to 8 years. Join interactive storyteller Beth Hamilton Cardus and Pinky, a hero who is a wee bit different and lots of fun too. We all need help sometimes, and we all need something special to offer as well. So we need you to be part of Pinky's adventure. An immersive storytelling session taking place in Pinky's very own den, with audience members getting involved in puppetry, creating props, and telling a tale together. Developed through the Andy Hunter Storytelling Bursary, with support from Puppet Animation Scotland's Test Room and Learning Differently Theatre. AFRI Adventures, Saturday, 2nd of November, 1 p.m, 1 hour, 45 minutes. £5 per child, 7 plus. The annual Africa in Motion Family Day takes children on adventures across Africa through storytelling and film. The amazing Scottish-Kenyan storyteller Mara Menzies will transport them to real and imaginary worlds through inspiring tales, followed by a selection of short films from various African countries. Morag, You're a Long Time Deed. Tuesday, 5th of November, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m, including Q&A discussion. £8, £6, £5.50 SCS. Sam finds a series of cryptic love letters made from lyrics of Scottish ballads inside her grandmother Morag's old piano. The playful correspondence raises questions about Morag's possible queerness and the silence surrounding her suicide. As Sam delves deeply into the ballads, she comes face to face with oppressive dynamics within the musical tradition and begins to recreate her family's songs. This Scottish-Canadian collaboration between Claire Love Wilson and Peter Lorenz uses live looped soundscapes to unsettle tradition, contemplating note by note what to carry forward and what must be left behind. Featuring performers Claire Love Wilson, Alistair Roberts, Rob Thompson and Rory Comerford. Song Walking Workshop, Wednesday, 6th of November, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m, £15, £12, forum members. Song walking is a practical and responsive technique developed by Claire Love Wilson that draws her exploration of Scottish ballads through a decolonial lens. Participants will be instructed in the art of embodied musical walking, sourcing sounds and gestures from specific places, and rekindling a sense of wonder and presence. Pairing a sense of play with an awareness of social and political forces that shape our experiences of place, participants will come together to invent improvised sound landscapes on the loop pedal that reflect the felt experience of both the individual and the collective. Spark by Sarah Grant. Friday, 8th of November, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. The last woman to be executed in Britain for the crime of witchcraft was Janet Horne in 1629. It's 2019 and Sarah doesn't think much has changed. Going back through roots of family and femininity, Spark is a spoken word performance which examines female persecution and asks if womanhood is an act of burning at the stake or rising from the ashes. Wee Bessie Book Launch, Thursday, 7th of November, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m, free but ticketed, all ages. Join HOTT, Heart of the Travellers, at the official book launch of the much-anticipated children's picture book Wee Bessie, written by David G. Pooler and illustrated by Ruthie Redden. Inspired by the childhood of Scottish traveller Betsy White, one of Scotland's most celebrated storytellers who who recalled extraordinary real-life tales in her autobiography, The Yellow on the Broom. Wee Bessie, Stories and Crafts. Saturday, 9th of November, 2:30pm to 3:30pm. Free, but ticketed. 3+. Join storyteller and author Jess Smith and the HOTT, Heart of the Travellers, for an afternoon of stories and crafts based on the children's picture book, Wee Bessie. Hamish Henderson Lecture, 12 Poems from the Story of My Youth, by Janet Henderson. Saturday, 9th of November, 12pm to 1:30pm, free but ticketed. The title of this year's annual lecture was inspired by Hamish Henderson's poem Ballad of the 12 Stations of My Youth. Here, selecting poems read to her by her father during her own youth, Janet Henderson revisits some defining moments from her childhood. She explores how Henderson's intellect, personality, and legacy have influenced her own life, notably his passion for viewing life through a poetic lens. Exhibition, Elegies, by Alexander Moffat. Monday, the 4th of November, to Tuesday, the 26th of November. Like a number of poets of his generation, Hamish Henderson saw active service in North Africa during World War II. It was there in the desert, in the middle of the war, that he began writing poems which were published in 1948 as Elegies for the Dead in Cyrenaica. In a new series of paintings inspired by Elegies, Alexander Moffat places Hamish Henderson on the road of history as a remembrancer, in the hope that his poems would help create a better world. Worthy of the tens of millions who had died in an unavoidable world war of unconscionable brutality. Rosa, Friday 15th and Saturday 16th of November, 7:30pm to 8:15pm, £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. 100 years ago, after World War I, there was a socialist revolution in Germany. One of the key players in that revolution was the diminutive yet politically huge Rosa Luxemburg. Red Rose Productions present Rosa, written by Jim Aitken and starring Edith Pierce, in a one-woman performance that seeks to tell the tale of this remarkably revolutionary figure, which has deep resonance for our own times. Gaelic Workshop for Beginners. Saturday, 16th of November, 1pm to 3:30pm, £9, £7.50, forum members. Glaikit Carnacks present an interactive introduction to Gaelic song, describing some of the main types of Gaelic song and inviting participants to try singing along. This workshop assumes no previous knowledge of Gaelic and guidance is given on pronunciation. A fun way to become involved in Seachgain na Gaelic, Edinburgh Gaelic Festival, led by Bria Mason and Duncan Sneddon. The following is our series of events as part of the Being Human Festival. Being Human is the UK's only festival of the humanities, bringing together universities with creative partners to stage stimulating and engaging activities that make research accessible and relevant. The Remarkable Deliverances of Alice Thornton. Thursday 14th and Saturday 16th of November, 7pm to 8:30pm, including Q&A, free but ticketed. 1668. Alice Thornton invites you to a defence of her life, including 20 miraculous deliverances from death, and A Dreadful Scandal. Written and performed by Debbie Cannon, directed by Flavia Davila, and based on the research of Dr. Cordelia Beattie, Senior Lecturer in History at the University of Edinburgh. The performance on 14th of November will be live streamed. Haunting Our Bodies. Monday, 18th of November, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Free but ticketed via Eventbrite. Illness and memories of being ill can haunt our bodies physically and emotionally. Learn how graphic novels can help repair such trauma, exploring examples and developing your own story in graphic form. Exploring Cultural Commoning. Tuesday, 19th of November, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Free but ticketed via Eventbrite. This interactive performance workshop explores, with full audience involvement, ways of discovering the cultural commons that make our place through play and dance. Weather permitting, the workshop will involve an outdoor element in the garden. The Cayley House, Discovering Home, Scotland, Europe, World. Tuesday, 19th of November, 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Free but ticketed via Eventbrite. The Being Human Cayley House combines radical hospitality with creative generosity to bridge divides between cultures, mentalities, and research disciplines. Expect to be surprised and involved in an evening of entertainment and exploration. In association with Intercultural Research Centre, Heriot Watt University. Bedtime Stories for the Brain. Thursday, 21st of November, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Free but ticketed via Eventbrite. We are told to look after our brains. What do people think this means, and what are the implications for individuals and cultures? Discover more and work with a storytelling expert to write a bedtime story for your brain. And that concludes our series of events for the Being Human Festival. Skelling, Skeklers and Guising. Saturday, 23rd of November, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m, £15. And Sunday, 24th of November, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m, £35. Weekend ticket, £45. Tickets via Brown Paper Tickets. A weekend celebrating Scottish folk magic and community traditions, hosted by the Tyshire Collective. Saturday features music, story, dance and song gathered around the community fireside, with gifted musicians and tellers guiding us into an evening filled with the wonder of the liminal places of Scotland. Sunday features presentations by Professor Terry Gunnell, Dee Dee Cheney and Brian Hoggart, author of The Archaeology of Counter Witchcraft, with workshops on traditional crafts and folk magic techniques and performances from a wide range of gifted musicians and storytellers. Medea of the Islands. Thursday, 28th of November, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m, including Q&A. £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. A lyrical exploration of motherhood, myth and madness, inspired by the wild seas and folk tales of the Shetlands and Orkney. We follow Nina in this modern retelling of the Medea tragedy, exploring themes of postnatal depression and how a woman can, and can't, shield her children from her own battles with mental health. Performed as a rehearsed reading with a Q&A afterwards, with cast and award-winning writer D.R. Hood. Kathy Cayley, celebrating St. Andrew's Day. Tuesday, 26th of November, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m, free. Join friends from the Scots Music Group for an afternoon session of traditional songs, music, poems and stories, held in the relaxed setting of the Storytelling Court. All welcome to listen or bring a tune for a turn. Tactile Tales and Rattling Rhymes. Saturday, 30th of November, 11 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. £5 per child, all ages. A multi-sensory story session to celebrate the new online sensory story resources available from Trax. Wobbly pink jelly and lots of yellow dusters. Come and join storyteller Ailey Finlay for stories, games and lots of joining in fun. All welcome, but particularly suitable for children with additional needs and their friends and families. Family Cayley, Saturday, 30th of November, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m, £5, £4.50 SCS, all ages. Celebrate St. Andrew's Day and Fair Saturday with family and friends to dance well-known Scottish dances and sing well-known songs. All the dances will be called and there will be easier circles for the littler ones. A fun introduction to sociable dancing with live music and some stories too. The Cayley House. Saturday, 30th of November, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. Welcome to the St. Andrew's Day Cayley House, where people meet to dance, sing, play music and share stories. A traditional Scottish Cayley is friendly, lively and enjoyable, with the chance to participate or just to sit back and enjoy the fun. This session celebrates Fair Saturday and the spirit of human connection. A Winter Warmer. Friday, 6th of December, 7:30 p.m, 2 hours. £10, £8, £7.50 SCS. On the day of the Feast of St. Nicholas, patron saint of brewers, pawnbrokers and repentant thieves, you are welcome to join storytellers from Edinburgh's Borough Blatherers for an evening of heartwarming yarns and chilling winter tales from Scotland and around the world. 'Tis the season to be jolly. The following is our series of Strange Town shows. Strange Town returns to the Storytelling Centre with a trio of new pantos with a twist to delight all the family. Friday, 13th of December, 7 p.m. and Saturday, 14th of December, 7 p.m. 1 hour, £9, £6, £5.50 SCS, all ages. Cindy by Amy Drummond. Once upon a time, in a poundland far, far away, Cindy is plotting her escape from her wicked stepmum and boss from hell. Could a TV talent show be the end to her woes, or is Happily Ever After just a pipe dream? Performed by the Friday 11 to 14's Youth Theatre Group. Friday, 13th of December, 9 p.m. and Saturday, 14th of December, 9 p.m. 1 hour, £9, £6, £5.50 SCS, all ages. Snow White and the Seven Dickensians by Isla Cowan. An envious evil queen, a selfie-obsessed Prince Charming, and a biker-booted Snow White. In this Insta-inspired panto, Snow's Dickensian discovery could save her life. Performed by the Wednesday 11 to 14's Youth Theatre Group. Saturday 14th of December 3 p.m. and Sunday 15th of December 11:30 a.m. 1 hour. £9, £6, £5.50 SCS. All ages. Jack and the Beanstalk by Tim Primrose. Have you ever sold your cow for magic beans? No? Well, Jack has, and you'll never guess what she did next. Performed by the 8 to 10s Youth Theatre Group. And that concludes our trio of Strangetown shows. Ian McKenzie Memorial Exhibition. Friday, 13th of November to Friday, the 20th of December. Ian McKenzie was head of the Photographic Archive at the School of Scottish Studies for nearly 25 years, until his passing a decade ago. Born in the Highlands, fieldwork took him all over his native country to record many of its half-forgotten traditions and customs. This exhibition brings together his private and personal life in a unique blend of images that connect the personal and the universal. Ian McKenzie Memorial Concert. Wednesday, 11th of December, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. £12, £10, £9.50 SCS. Traditional and original music by Talitha McKenzie, featuring Gaelic song from the School of Scottish Studies Archives, University of Edinburgh, where her husband, Ian McKenzie, worked until 2009. Talitha will be accompanied by acclaimed musicians Fraser Fifthfield, whistle, saxophone, caval and percussion, Graham Stephen, guitar, and Mario Carib, double bass. Catapults out of the depths of tradition to the forefront of contemporary style, says Acoustic Music Review. It's a Wonderful Life by Floating Brick Theatre. Sunday the 15th to Saturday the 21st of December, not Friday the 20th. 7:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. plus 4 p.m. on Saturday the 21st. £13.50, £10.50, 8 plus. George Bailey has always dreamed of escaping his small hometown of Bedford Falls and travelling the world. However, he always puts others first. When a series of events threatens to take everything away from George, it becomes too much to bear, and he considers ending it all. His guardian angel, Clarence, shows him what his town would look like without him, and just how many lives he's touched. Family Cayley. Saturday, 21st of December, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. £5, £4.50 SCS. All ages. Come with family and friends to dance well-known Scottish dances and sing well-known songs. All the dances will be called, and there will be easier circles for the littler ones. A fun introduction to sociable dancing with live music and some stories too. Feast of Fools Christmas Special. Monday the 23rd and Tuesday the 24th of December, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m, 50 minutes. £8, £6, £24, £5.50 SCS. 5 plus. Have you ever shared your roast turkey with Santa? Been kidnapped by a Christmas elf? Got a sprout stuck up your nose? Well, now's your chance in one of the most unusual feeds you'll ever have. Join storyteller Daniel Serridge at his festive dinner table of foolishness as he regales you with tales of deliciously disgusting holiday banquets. Disclaimer, there will be no food served at this event, and as a consequence, you'll leave starving or never wanting to eat again. As quick-witted and captivating as any young audience demands. 4 stars, say the least. The following are our series of events for the Edinburgh International Magic Festival. Edinburgh International Magic Festival celebrates its 10th anniversary with a lineup of world-class magic and mind-bending fun for the whole family. For full festival programme and bookings, visit www.magicfest.co.uk. A Matter of Perspective, an exhibition of photographic illusions, Monday the 23rd to Saturday the 25th of January. Magic Fest and illusion expert Professor Richard Wiseman produces a new series of mind-bending photographs in partnership with the Rock Trust charity. Can you figure out how they created each illusion? Magic School. Friday the 27th to Monday the 30th of December, 7 to 10 years. 4-day Magic School, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m, £80. Daily Magic School Workshop, 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m, £20. A unique opportunity to learn to perform exciting magic, make new wizard friends, and become a graduate of the most mysterious school in the world, Magic School. The school's headmaster, Gary James, is famous for making J.K. Rowling appear at a book launch in Edinburgh and is in demand around the world as a performer, teacher, and inventor of magic. There is a maximum of 25 children in each class, so book early to avoid disappointment. In partnership with Kirin's Trust. Tricky Ricky, Christmas Madness. Saturday, 28th of December, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m, 45 minutes, £9, all ages. Join the Trickster, Jingles the Reindeer and Sonny the Bunny on the Nutty Train to Magical Christmas Madness. The 4-time winner of Scotland's Children's Entertainer of the Year, Tricky Ricky, takes you on a magical festive journey. Prepare to be amused and amazed in a fast-paced, comedic and chaotic magic show for kids aged from 1 to 101. A polished performance, says Edinburgh Evening News. And that concludes our series of events for the Edinburgh International Magic Festival, and it also concludes our October to December programme.